marching in the beauty of the day.
About 40 women of four generations gather together with lawn chairs for conversation and music. The event culminates with a sing-along led by Jamie Lynn singing Bread and Roses.
For the people hear us singing Bread and Roses, Bread and Roses.
Dorothy Brewick says things are much better now than they were in the 1970s, and older women appreciate efforts toward equal pay and the broadening of professional choices. But she says the younger women who have grown up with greater equality are less hopeful because now they are witnessing an erosion of their rights.
And so tonight was the beginning of a conversation, we hope, that women will have with other women, with their husbands, with their sons, with their daughters, and that we have not gained full equal rights. It is a human rights issue. And if that conversation catches on, we are going to have a lot of power to change things.
The group talked about what remains to be done, battling sexual and physical abuse, protecting reproductive rights, raising children to respect each other and themselves, and putting an end to war. Brewick says to do that, women need greater participation.
Women need to be at every decision-making table. We need to have our voices heard.
This event marks the first time Democracy in Action has observed Women's Equality Day in this format. In previous years, women hung placards on the statues of presidents in downtown Rapid City, telling of the contributions of first ladies, but the city no longer allows that to happen. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.